Why You Must Study the Word for Yourself by Courtney Richard, read by Kelly Jane McLean. Today's Bible verse is 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. When you study the word, this pleases God. Study the scriptures for yourself. Learn to rightly divide it. The Holy Spirit will help you. This way, you won't teach error to someone else or be deceived when someone else is teaching it to you. Reader, pay attention. We are indeed living in the last days, and the Bible warns us that there will be many false teachers among us, teaching error, empty philosophies, man-made traditions, false doctrines, and leading many astray. Colossians 2:8 alerts us, saying, "Don't let anyone capture you with empty philosophies and high-sounding nonsense that come from human thinking and from the spiritual powers of this world, rather than from Christ." And Jesus told the religious Pharisees, "And why do you, by your own traditions, violate the direct commandments of God? There are too many who are teaching and preaching their own agendas, false doctrines, and causing many to reject Christ because they themselves cannot live out what they preach or say." So, in order to not be deceived, you have to read the Word of God and study it for yourself. You are not alone. Remember, the Holy Spirit will guide you. He will lead you to the right people who will teach you the whole truth and nothing but the truth. He will give you knowledge, understanding, wisdom, and revelation when you pray and ask for it. Sometimes, the Lord will just supernaturally give you revelation knowledge in His Word in one sitting. I love it when that happens. I echo the words of Beth Moore, who writes in her book, Children of the Day, "We are blessed to have limitless opportunities to study under many pastors and teachers. But if we do not go diligently to the scriptures for ourselves, the question is not whether we'll be deceived, but how often." So I beckon you, as we await the return of Christ, do not just go sit and hear a word from someone and not take the time to go back home and study it for yourself. It's totally okay. Remember the opening verse. Remember the opening verse, 2 Timothy 2:15. Also in the book of Acts, this was written, "And the people of Berea were more open-minded than those in Thessalonica, and they listened eagerly to Paul's message. They searched the scriptures day after day to see if Paul and Silas were teaching the truth. And they were, praise God, because there are great teachers, preachers, televangelists, bloggers, and authors who are teaching the truth." But then, in 2 Peter 3:16 17, Peter comes back to say, "Those who are ignorant and unstable have twisted his letters to mean something different, just as they do with other parts of Scripture, and this will result in their destruction. I'm warning you ahead of time, dear friends. Be on guard so that you will not be carried away by the errors of these wicked people and lose your own secure footing. Rather, you must grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So be on your guard." The major point here is that it's okay for you to make sure that you are not being deceived in this last hour. Because some words are true and some are taught in error. Some words are genuine and some are twisted. Pray for spiritual discernment, meaning knowing the difference between right and wrong, truth from error. Now, before I close this very important post, I need to tell you why this point is so crucial for today. It's a dangerous thing because wrong teaching, man-made doctrines, or incorrect instruction of God's word will cause many to disobey God's actual word, yield to man's viewpoint or doctrine over what Scripture states clearly, which Jesus warned about earlier, and ultimately fall away from the faith. It's dangerous to your spiritual health and others when you don't study the word for yourself. So I encourage you to be sober and alert. It's not by chance that you're reading this post today. It's my job to preach the word, instruct, encourage, correct, rebuke in Jesus' name, and warn. God wanted you to know the truth. I pray that you receive it because it will make you free.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hi, I'm Zach.
And I'm Randy.
And we're from Salty Saints Podcast. We're a theology and apologetics podcast.
We hope to better equip you to be salt and light for your community. We hope that we can help you to go out and be a reflection of Jesus Christ to those around you, to your friends and your family, and especially to those that do not know Christ.
To find out more, subscribe at lifeaudio.com.